Okay, Steve, let's talk a little bit more about American Historical. We went over a little bit about preparation, and I know why preparation is so important, but sometimes I think that maybe there are some people out there who just aren't that familiar. Maybe they've just bought a house for the first time, and they really don't understand why preparation is so important. So why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Sure, Tim. To me, the preparation is the most important part of the job. When we first go in, our crews go in, and they're going to, like I said before, they're going to hand wash the house. And they're going to take special mold and mildew cleaners and rags and use maybe sponges, and they're going to wipe off the house and try to kill the mold and the mildew. And then what's really important also is getting all the loose paint, the loose wood, anything like that. You know, we want to re-nail, get the loose wood re-nailed down. We want to hand scrape all of the loose paint off. There's no way that our paint can stick to the house if it's going over a loose piece of old paint.
Sure, that makes perfect sense.
It just can't penetrate. So we've got to get all that off. We've got to get the house masked off after that. We're going to caulk what needs to be caulked. We don't believe in caulking every board of the house. You know,
especially the underside, because you want that house to breathe.
Yeah, it's important for the house to breathe, and a lot of companies are doing that, and we just don't think that's the proper procedure. So we're going to caulk what needs to be caulked. Then after that, we're going to start the coating process, and we have three separate coats that we're going to use. And one is what we call a surface conditioner, which is really a bonder, and we're going to put that on first. And then we're going to apply a primer to anything that needs to be primed. And then after that, we put on what we call our finish coat, our top coat, which is the American Historical paint, which comes in any color. And we help the homeowner select these colors. You know, we give them Fandex, or they can give us swatches from any color selection out there, or they can simply tell us to match it up. And what we do is, we will mix up samples, quart samples, bring them out, put them on the house in the area that they're going to go on. For example, in the trim area, or the wall area, the shutters, the doors, and it doesn't matter how many colors a homeowner picks. That doesn't mean the price is going to be increased.
Right. So, yeah, if like on these Victorian homes, you know, some people may have 5-6 colors.
That's correct. And so we work with the homeowner on the colors, and many times, and we encourage the homeowner to do this, not to feel pressured into taking what we bring out there and put on as a sample.
Right.
Or their first pick. You know, we tell them, we say, now look, if this is not perfect, if it's not what you really, really want, send us back. We'll bring some more samples out here because they have to live with it.
Yes.
And so we're not about pressuring you in to a color or anything else for our convenience. You know, we understand the homeowner has to live with that home and that color for 20 years or however long it's going to stay on the wall. So,
well, here's one thing I've noticed, and it's happened at my own home, that I have a Queen Anne Victorian that I painted. And the color that I picked for the siding is this. The best way to describe it, it looks like a stick of butter.
Sure.
You know, salted butter. It's a butter color. But in the late afternoon, mm-hmm. when the sun hits it a certain way, it really changes color. I mean, it's not the same as at high noon. It really reacts violently to what I call the change in color temperature. And I think people need to understand that when they pick a color, even from you, they may not look the same at all the times of the day, so they really need to have you apply it and maybe think about it for a day or two and kind of look at it under different lighting conditions to see what it's going to look like.
That's correct.
And here's another thing that I found. You'll paint it on, or even I'll do it. I'll paint on a section. I'll be standing 3 feet away from the wall and look at the color and think, well, gosh, that looks great. But you need to stand back at the street. You know what I'm trying to say? Look at it 3 feet away, it looks different than when you stand back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 feet away. So
sure.
People need to stand back and look at the house.
Yes, different angles.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So that's really interesting. So if you want to talk to Steve right now, 749-1035, that's the number here, and you're more than welcome to ask any other questions as well. I don't care if it's about roofing, concrete, whatever is on your mind. If you're building a new home, I'll do my best to answer the question. But if you do have a painting question, 749-1035. All right, Steve, When obviously you paint year round, but we've had such a horrible March that, you know, the weather just was not conducive to working outdoors, as far as I'm concerned with painting. I mean, there have to be limits to where you don't want, you know, to work outdoors. Like, usually in most paints, I see the temperature range, you know, like 50 degrees. They don't want it to drop down below. How's that affect your product?
Well, we're right, pretty much the same. I mean, we want low humidity. You know, we want to make sure the house is completely dry. We don't want to we don't want to cover or attempt to coat anything that's got more than, say, 15% moisture in it. And so we need some dry days. I mean, a lot of people think the first sunny day that everybody's ready to paint.
Right.
Well, that's not the case. I mean, you know, it's been a long winter. There's a lot of moisture in those walls. It's been frozen in the walls. And we need, you know, at least 2 weeks to a month to let everything dry out.
So, right. Exactly. So in other words, you're getting geared up, ready to go here.
Getting ready to go right now. We're starting homes next week. We do like to have over 50 degree weather, and we don't like to put our coating on anything that's got a surface temperature of, say, over 85 degrees.
Yeah.
That could actually disrupt the chemical elements or the chemical makeup of the paint.
Right. That's I found that out the hard way probably 20 years or so ago. You know, I was a young pup. I'm painting this one house up in Pleasant Ridge that I owned, and it's a hot summer day, and for some reason my wife and I picked this. It was really ugly at the time. I don't know why we did this. I don't know what we were thinking. The body of the color was this very kind of deepish red. It was. I think the neighbors thought we were insane, and the trim on this house we painted black. And so I'm outside painting my garage doors. It's one of these old frame garages with the swinging doors. You know, I'm sitting there painting. It's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm painting this black paint on this door. And I look back about 10 minutes later where I just painted. I mean, there are bubbles everywhere.
Right.
I mean, it looked like a piece of bubble wrap, that bubble wrap that we now have that you protect things when you ship them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is going on? And I mean, you know, I didn't know much at that time, 20, 25 years ago. And what it was is, you know, that dark color absorbed the heat of the sun. And I mean, it immediately skinned over the top of the paint.
Right.
But the water underneath that was still in the paint didn't have any place to go, so it just like boiled it.
Absolutely.
And it created a big bubble underneath there.
You know, and that's something we watch. The crews are experienced in those areas. And, you know, we paint during the summer when it's 90-plus degrees. But,
right.
But we don't want to apply it when it's, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the surface temperature is above 85 degrees. We want it to either apply it in the morning or that evening.
Yeah, you just don't want to apply. You don't want to be putting it on the direct sunlight. You know?
That's right.